Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm coming to you from smoky Los Angeles, and this has been a tricky week out here. It's been really devastating to see all of the damage and friends and colleagues who've lost houses. I've been evacuated. My nurse Carmen's been evacuated. We still don't have power and can't get to the house, but luckily we're safe, our pets are safe, and the house is still standing. So fingers crossed, and you know, God bless everybody out there who's in a precarious situation. Our hearts go out to all of our friends who are suffering. LA is usually synonymous with sunny skies and Hollywood glamour, but these Eaton and Palisades wildfires have caused so much smoke and haze over the city. So I thought we'd talk about how to safeguard your skin and respiratory system from the smoke damage and pollution, because it is everywhere. We walk outside the office, it literally feels like it's snowing with ashes falling like snowflakes all around you, and the cars are covered with smoke and dust, and the particulate matter in the air is a lot. We're wearing masks outdoors, but we are also even wearing masks inside because building filtration systems just are not able to handle this amount of pollution. And so with all the smoke and pollution and skin feeling drier than ever, I've seen these environmental stresses really wreak havoc on my own skin and overall well-being. So let's break down the impact and how you can protect your skin, your lungs, your respiratory system during these challenging times. Now, wildfire smoke is a cocktail of fine particulate matter, also known as PM2, and these harmful gases and toxic chemicals that are circulating, these pollutants can penetrate your skin barrier, causing inflammation, dehydration, and so much oxidative stress. Over time, this will accelerate aging. And if you live in a high pollution area, sorry, I'm going to clear my throat because of the smoke, allergies are activated. But if you live in a high pollution area like, you know, downtown and in the middle of a busy, busy city, the urban areas get this a lot, where people have skin conditions that worsen, like eczema or acne. Your skin can look dull and lifeless. You can have increased sensitivity with redness, irritation, and flare-ups, and dehydrated, tight, dry-feeling skin, even for oily skin types. Breakouts and clogged pores are also an issue, and this is from accumulation of the particulate matter. If you live by a freeway, you are familiar with this. It's that black stuff that ends up on the walls and the tunnels, and right now that's floating in the air. So some essential tips. Well, number one, for sure, wear a mask to protect what you're breathing in, because the lungs are breathing in literally smoke that's worse than secondhand smoke and cigarettes. And we want to avoid breathing in ash and soot residue. Cleanse thoroughly your face and skin using gentle sulfate-free cleansers. Remove these pollutants from your skin and try to avoid overdoing it, because you'll strip your natural skin barrier. But on a really smoky day, when you feel just gritty and you can feel it on your skin, you can smell it, like when you go to, you know, barbecue or you go into a room with a lot of smokers, it just feels like a layer of stuff on your skin and your clothes and your hair. Double cleansing can be especially effective on these smoky days. Antioxidant defense is important. Antioxidants like vitamin C and E are your skin's best friend during wildfire season, and also almost every day. They neutralize free radicals, they prevent oxidative stress. Ascorbic acid or vitamin C is one of the best skin brighteners. It gets you lighter, brighter, and tighter. It will help fade brown spots or pigmentation. It is a collagen cofactor, so vitamin C is so critical to build good collagen. I love our vitamin C serum. It's 20% vitamin C. It goes on so smoothly. It's a facial oil, but it is non-comedogenic. And using that twice a day has made such a big difference in my skin. Hydration and repair is also so important. I recommend hyaluronic acid serums. As soon as you wash your face, the first layer you should put on when you're dry and tight is a hyaluronic serum. And then this will replenish moisture. Fractionated hyaluronic, like our Deep Blue Hydration Serum, brings up to 1,000 times its weight in water back to the skin surface. You literally can't drink enough water for it to get through your GI tract into your bloodstream and come all the way up to stratum corneum and epithelium. You really need to apply that topically. When you're young and you're a baby and your skin is just bouncy and juicy, you have that internally, the hyaluronic content of the skin is good and it can cling to those, the water molecules. But as we age, the epithelium, the stratum corneum, is quite dehydrated and it's so hard to replenish by just drinking and taking in oral supplements. You've got to use topical hyaluronic. Now, don't skip your sunscreen. Even on smoky sky days, the UVA, the aging UV rays, can penetrate and damage your skin. UVB, the bad rays that cause cancer and can give you basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas, can also penetrate. So opt for broad spectrum sunscreens. SPF 30 to 50 are best. And bonus points if you have a formula with extra antioxidants. I love our Mineral Glow sunscreen, of course, antioxidants, growth factors, and mineral-based. For me, zinc oxide and titanium oxide are superior products. They don't penetrate the skin with chemicals causing hormonal disruptions. Light hits you and bounces right off. So I'm a fan. And consider professional treatments like coming in to get a deep cleanse, a nice hydrating oxygen facial. These type of treatments are going to make you feel better psychologically, emotionally. It just feels good to have your skin touched. And lymphatic massage is also super critical. I'm a huge fan of microneedling. And in times of skin stress, as long as you can be indoors after your procedures, you're going to be fine. But definitely, if you have the ability to take off a day or two and reschedule or postpone treatments, that might be a good idea. Just because fresh skin, going out into pollution, smoke and ash and all of that, just be indoors. If you're doing it, be indoors. The long-term impact of pollution on skin aging is so important. Studies have shown that chronic exposure to pollution accelerates breakdown of collagen and elastin, leads to premature wrinkles and sagging. And this is why in urban environments, I think the city stress, the particulate matter, the dust, the pollution that doesn't wash away. There's just not enough nature around you to absorb some of the CO2 and some of the toxins that are produced. So you have to be particularly careful knowing that this pollution will accelerate your collagen destruction. Collagen biostimulators like Sculptra and Radiesse can play a role to reverse this damage and rebuild your skin's resilience. And I've seen just really amazing results stories in patients who want to get their environmental stress relieved and just look refreshed and youthful, glowy again. Now, one of the most important things to do is protect your respiratory system. If you are going to be outdoors, even if you're wearing a mask, when you come inside, the first thing you want to do is clean your nose. Luckily, your nostrils have those nasal hairs, which are designed to actually trap pollution and particulate matter and, you know, whatever tries to get breathed in. So definitely use a sinus saline rinse. Rinse out those nostrils. Clean any mucus, which may, as you notice, may have, you know, gray soot trapped literally in your nose. You definitely want to get in there thoroughly. You might even put some Vaseline on a Q-tip and help lubricate and trap more particulate matter by using that Vaseline as more of a trap on the nasal hairs. I am always doing a good sinus rinse after any long day or after being in the garden. If you suffer from nasal allergies, you know that this is so helpful. Those of you who are allergy prone in terms of environmental allergies, the wind has been so, so bad. So we are at the highest level of environmental pollens in the air. Trees, leaves, grasses, and pollens are all going to affect us. Definitely an antihistamine daily. Wear your N95 mask when you're outdoors. Use your air purifier at home. If you have power, definitely get an air purifier. It's going to be a big improvement on just regular air quality. Look up the air quality index in the city where you live and look up the pollen counts. You can go to pollen.com and you can look up your local air quality management area and see what type of smog alerts and what type of pollution is in the air. I recommend some humidifier as well, since the weather is quite dry right now and it's going to help you breathe better and sleep better. It's key to be proactive, so do these things. to manage problems versus waiting, and you're going to run into problem with asthma attacks, chronic bronchitis, respiratory, sinus infections. I feel it's coming. I already know the ERs are getting busy with these problems with the asthma patients. So protect yourself, protect your children, and do the things for your skin. You will feel so much better that you are kind of managing the stress that the world is throwing at us right now. You may not be in a fire zone, but these pollution reminders apply to all of us. Well, guys, please stay hydrated, sunscreen protected, and hopefully fire-free and smoke-free in your area. That's it for now, guys. Send us well wishes here in LA, Pasadena, Altadena, the Eaton Canyon fires, and there's one at Jet Propulsion Labs really near us. Keeping our fingers crossed that the wind dies down, but appreciate all of the blessings and thoughts and everybody checking on us. You guys are amazing. That's it for now, guys. Stay safe and beautiful.